Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Now he's hugging me, oh so lovingly. I woke up in Queequeg's embrace like a brother, take another in my bed. It reminds me of when.
This is Soundcheck. I'm Joel Meyer in for John Schaefer. More now in our Monday series called Music by the Book. Author Nathaniel Philbrick and composer Jake Heggie just explained why songwriters and composers are so drawn to Herman Melville's 1851 novel Moby Dick. We'll hear now from Patrick Shea, a Brooklyn schoolteacher who's writing one song for every chapter in the book. There are 135 chapters, or 136 if you count the epilogue. Patrick Shea joins us by phone from his home in Ditmas Park, Brooklyn. Patrick, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks for having me.
So the your song that we just heard, The Counterpane, it was actually just described by Nathaniel in the earlier segment about Ishmael meeting Queequeg for the first time and sharing a bed together before they set out on their journey. You're producing one song every week. You've been doing it since June of last year. Why did you start doing this?
I can't say for sure. You know, I read the book for the first time last summer, and I had been, you know, I'd been challenging myself to write a song every day, and sort of slowly something about these stories that I was reading in the book just sort of took me, and the song started coming out being about Moby Dick, and I just ran with it.
And so, and now how far along are you at this point?
In terms of writing, I've written probably 90 or so of them. In terms of what I've recorded and published on the blog, I think it's more like 41 or 42, somewhere in there.
And so at what, like sort of, how long will it take? You know, you're on track to finish it by when?
Another couple years at least, you know. I mean, it's... There's 52 weeks in a year, 136 chapters, so, you know.
You do the math.
Yeah, exactly.
So do you ever maybe feel a little bit like Captain Ahab in that you've set out on sort of a mad, maybe doomed journey?
I think the difference between me and Ahab is that I'm having fun with this. You know, this isn't, it's not something that's driving me crazy. It's very engrossing, and I don't regret a moment of it.
Well, people on our website, and also you know the two guests in the previous segment, were sort of talking about how challenging it is just to read the book. Is it maybe kind of intimidating to be trying to sort of extrapolate the book out of the text and into a song?
Well, that's the fun of it, you know. I mean, I think one of the things I love so much about the book is that, you know, Ishmael or Melville, however you want to think about who's telling the story there, you know, takes kind of moments of a whaler's life and sort of riffs on them and spins them out into sort of something bigger than just being about whaling. And so, you know, that's a pop songwriter's dream, you know, distilling sort of being able to distill sort of, you know, moments into something that mean more than they are, or speak to us in some sort of deeper sense, I think has been really fun and really engaging.
I'm talking with the songwriter musician Patrick Shea. Patrick, we have just about 30 seconds before
okay.
We have to finish up here. But you're a school teacher. You live in Brooklyn and you teach in the Red Hook and Carroll Gardens area. Do your students know what you're doing?
They do. They do. I show them the project very early and
what do they think of it?
Well, you know, I mean, they're a little too young to sort of know, to be able to read the book, but they think it's pretty great. They all have, I have stickers that they all put on their binders and, you know, they listen to it. And I had one of my students say, I don't really know what it's about, but I like it.
Well, so they have this for now, and at some point in an English class, they will have to make the decision of whether they're going to begin it and they're going to finish it. Patrick, I want to say best of luck to you on the rest of your journey. Patrick, thanks so much for being on Soundcheck.
Thank you so much for having me.
Patrick Shea is a songwriter and musician and a school teacher. He's composing one song for every chapter of Moby Dick, and you can hear those songs and read more about his experiences on the website callmeishmael.org.
The world's most principal song. And were you lost in your deepest thoughts? Where need you be but the ocean? And so my story goes. As a wounded.
Still to come, singer-songwriter Chip Taylor and Canadian fiddle player Kendall Carson will play live for us. And tune in tomorrow for another performance by a young fiddle player. Sarah Watkins from Nickel Creek will play tunes from her solo album. This is Soundcheck.
But the ocean, and so my story goes. And how he looms in the middle.